Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to Railway.
We have feral energy currently. We just had a big conversation about putting value into society and that bullshit. And now
Welcome
we're here to talk about...
I like to call it Raveloid.
That was nothing. That was less than nothing. Do-do-do-do.
Raveloid.
There is a disappointing lack in rave-based Vocaloid songs.
You were so incorrect.
Have I ever been this wrong on mic before?
6 billion incorrect molecules just ejected from your mouth.
Actually, I did go to a barcade the other day, pre-coronavirus lockdown, because I'm assuming when this podcast turns out, we will be on lockdown.
Probably.
What was it? There was a DDR machine that I searched through and did find the Ye Van Polka and a Kamui Gakpo song on it. So I was very happy with my life.
This is a rare thing to happen in Australia.
So yeah, no, it was just, very nice. It was under the tab Vocaloid Party, which was just...
Really? Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Now that's a party.
Yeah, it's good. Welcome to Vadaloid, where we have some feral energy today. Oh, do you want to do that into the microphone just a little bit more? Oh, it's the worst. That's just... People turning off their things right now, it's the worst.
You said this podcast had no value. I'm making it negative value.
Oh, can we mukbang next time? I'll bring like a big meal and just eat into the microphone.
I will literally leave the country.
Good luck. That's not possible currently.
I will find a way.
That's impressive. I respect that.
That's how much I would not like to do mukbang, thank you.
I think you'd be fine doing a mukbang. It's listening to the mukbang that I would have issues with.
I think all around, just don't want to be a part of that.
Really? You don't want some mukbang in action in your life?
Look, I'm not mukbang shaming anyone.
You should. Here's the thing, right? Mukbang, already bad.
Yeah.
One, name, terrible.
It is not a good name.
It's very content, not something I'm a fan of.
No.
But then people like do the worst ones of like, oh yeah, I'm going to eat ramen into the microphone. It's like, that's a slurpy time. Like, nice. I don't want that in my ears.
That's just lots and lots of wet string.
please dust my wets.
What did you say?
Dust my wets?
What does that mean?
It's a Tumblr story about someone at like an Italian restaurant and they were saying put Parmesan cheese on my pasta and it was dust my wets.
So what you're implying there is you want to put Parmesan on your ramen noodles.
Yeah.
Can you see how that's
bad? That's a thing.
Is it really?
Places in Japan do it. Yeah. Me, can you dust my wets? The server, you can just ask for Parmesan cheese. Me, confused, lifts all of my spaghetti with my hands. Please, my wets. You know that good content where you read out tweets directly into your podcast microphone?
Here we are. We're bringing a new type of content to you. It's called... Just Twitter, but out loud.
It's the internet on tap.
It's Twitter, but out loud, and suddenly everything sounds worse than it originally looked.
That was from Twitter account at Horse Divorce, which is possibly the best at I've ever seen in my life.
Me, coming home to my wife who owns a farm. Sweetie, where has our one of two horses gone to? My wife, oh, didn't you hear? Harold and Horse Arena got a divorce.
You see, I did think you were going to say me coming home to my wife, who is a horse. That's where I thought that one was going.
No, because if it was a horse divorce, my wife wouldn't be there.
Oh, no. Sorry. Also, Harold and Horse Arena?
You had me.
Want to explain Horse Arena to me, please?
Female version of Harold. Questions?
Is Harold a common horse name?
It's the only horse name.
It's the only horse name?
Only male horse name. There are six different variations of horse arena.
What are they?
Horsette.
Yep.
Horse house.
Horse house? That's a barn.
No, a barn is a cow house. Stables is a horse house.
Ah, fuck, you're right, yeah. And then you get the horse camper vans, which is just the little things that you put them in to take them somewhere else.
That's called a float.
I don't know horses, what?
I am a horse expert. I have a PhD in horse.
I am the, in all forms, like spiritually, the exact opposite of a horse girl.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
Honestly.
The spiritual antithesis to horse girl.
Okay. But if your obsession is not horse, what is your animal obsession? Wait a second.
Centipede.
I was expecting snake. Lizard, the common, very associative animals that you
let me tell you why centipede is the antithesis to horse.
Lower to the ground.
Yes.
Lowest creature to ground.
Well, not only that. Instead of long but few leg, it's small but many leg.
Six leg, maybe more.
Definitely more. I think it's usually at least 10. Or 10 sets of legs.
Do you think centipedes live for a century?
No.
Why not?
Because...
Lobsters are immortal. Why can't centipedes live 100 years? Lobsters are just...
that's how science works. If a lobster's immortal, then why isn't fly?
We'll see. Okay, lobsters are just shorter undersea centipedes.
Are you sure about that?
I'm an expert. I told you, I have a PhD.
Do centipedes have big meaty claws?
No, they swapped that out for more leg.
That, you know, that is actually, that makes a lot of sense, actually.
Trade claw for leg.
Yeah, they got me there. Shit. People will realize my biology degree is bullshit now.
Have we introduced the show?
No, welcome to Railaloid, a podcast where we rate and review Vocaloids, the vocal synthesizers with anime characters who are incredibly moe.
You did say moe.
I did.
Would you like to explain to the audience at large what moe is?
Cute. Anime cute.
I was hoping for a bit.
Moe is when...
Moe is the ultimate form of life.
Moe is when you really like a design. You're like, please, I would like Moe of this.
Destroy you.
Oh, this is a good time.
Should we get into... I've hit
the point of, like, you know when energy levels drop and you hit, like, tired?
Mm-hmm.
And then you hit the point after tired where it's just like, oh, now I'm just going to be slightly manic.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at.
That's fair. You just... messed with my brain so much beforehand that I just went feral.
What did I do to destroy your brain?
You wouldn't let me be a perfectionist.
That is that. You know, that's fair. That's fair. The Vocaloid today. Get ready, folks.
Yes.
It's a slam bam jamboree where we got two Vocaloids happening at once.
Two in one.
Because there's not much content on these two.
Exactly, and they're just such a pair. You know, you couldn't pry them apart. They're like Beanie Babies. If you buy one, you have to get the other. Otherwise, it'll be alone in your room, and maybe like we'll.
Is that how Beanie Babies work?
Probably.
Okay. Yeah. So the two today are Bruno and Clara, the first ever Spanish Vocaloids.
Yeah, I think that's really dope.
Yeah, the interesting thing is like apparently they're very easy to understand in Spanish, which is very. That's a thing to achieve. Like that's cool.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, they did not get much attention from most of the world.
No.
And there was a backlash over the art style for it being not very anime. To quote the wiki, people wanted moe.
Once again, the reoccurring theme of moe. What is this energy?
What is
and
moe?
How can we harness it?
Moe energy. Anyway, luckily there is a strong defense squad in the Spanish fandom who will keep these folks going.
And they, let me tell you, they valid.
Yeah. So let's just get into this. The way we're going to do it is we're just going to go Bruno, then Clara. Just do it in order.
Yep.
Yep.
B, then C.
Yeah. First off, Bruno, look, the fedora, not valid.
Hang on.
Yeah.
Now, C, I did have the same, at first, emotional reaction to you. I'm like,
yeah.
Bruno, he's a neck beard, reddish hair. And then I was like, hang on a second. No, that's not fair on him. That's not fair on Big Bro Bruno. Big Bro Bruno.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe he is secretly a detective. Maybe he's secretly a detective, but he wants to still stay connected to his detective noir sort of roots, so he wears the hat as sort of just like a little thing he puts on in the morning and goes, huh, Still got it.
The idea of Bruno, the pretty boy twink Vocaloid, mm-hmm. being a detective is the funniest shit in the
Are
world
to me. Are you saying
me.
Twinks can't be detectives?
Yes.
Are you oppressing twinks?
To be a detective, you have to at least be an otter, if not a wolf.
Incredibly fair, actually.
Yeah. The only people who can get away with fedoras in this day and age are 50-year-olds and over. Because they are not, they do not know the internet. They've never been on the internet once in their lives.
That's fair. That's fair.
And they are innocent to the neckbeard leanings of the fedora.
That is true. That is true.
The only people I've seen valid with the fedora in recent years are, one, professional wrestler Minoru Suzuki, who is very scary.
But what makes him valid?
Because he's stylish. And he's an old man with a terrible haircut that must cover it.
Okay. Okay.
Also, he just looks like a gangster. It's great.
That's fair.
Second one.
Yes.
Is Eurovision Song Contest San Marino contestant, whose name I will now check.
I feel like for some reason we don't talk enough about Eurovision on this podcast.
Oh, that's a special
like,
coming
I
up.
Feel like it should be part of our brand.
His name is Serhat. S-E-R-H-A-T, Serhat.
And that's why you wear hat.
And I'm going to show you a picture of Serhat wearing his fedora. And I want you to tell me that he is invalid, because I don't think you can.
Time for a visual gag. No, he's valid.
He's valid.
It matches his suit, is the thing.
He's a stylish man.
He's a very stylish man. Well, see, the thing is there, it's a proper fedora.
He's classy.
He's classy. Yeah. It's a proper fedora, whereas the one Bruno wears is a trilby.
Yes.
Which is the one commonly associated with the neck beard.
Yeah, exactly. So it's not a valid look.
I see your point.
Also, I'm just going to just quickly, Minoru Suzuki wearing the fedora. Just Google Minoru Suzuki fedora.
He's valid. Yeah. He's valid. The stone pitbull.
No, that's not the stone pitbull.
I'm very confused. They all have very angry faces.
That is wrestling.
Why are they all so angry?
Because their job is to punch people.
No.
Please do not punch. Basically, though, looking at Bruno is that he's a normal dude.
That's fair.
He is a normal, good-looking dude.
Yeah, yeah, that is his whole deal.
There is nothing about his personality that stands out. About his look that stands out to me. There is nothing that really separates him from the rest of the group.
That
he is
a fair.
Person.
Now, I do want to address the art style.
Which one?
Let's go with the first ever one.
Okay.
Okay, so my thing that I have against it is not that it is not moe enough.
Yeah.
It's the fact that, boy, howdy, let me just get it up so I can properly describe my feelings. It just does look like they put as many textured filters in Photoshop over the top of it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And it don't work well.
Not at all.
Guys.
He is the most normal looking person in the world.
It is.
And the issue is you're going up against Oliver, the one-eyed choir boy, who's also Frankenstein. Yeah. Big Al, the Frankenstein war machine. Sweet Anne, who looks like who's in hell and looks like she's enjoying it.
Yeah,
like,
but she is at the bottom of the list.
Yes, but I would say she looks more interesting than these guys.
Definitely. Although, because they did do a competition where they got fans to redesign them,
yes.
which I think was pretty cool, bringing the fans into it.
Nice thing to do, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it means they don't have to pay artists.
Here's the problem. The redesign, he's a normal looking dude.
He's a normal looking dude. Clara's redesign is slightly better.
He's wearing Vans.
I would say those are Converse.
Sorry, Converse. I get the two mixed up.
You
black
should.
Pants, a white shirt, and a blue overshirt, and a trilby.
It is very basic.
So get rid of him. Out. He is. I'm negative on this look.
That's yes.
I'm bored.
I have to say also negative on the look.
Personality. There is minimal content. I found one Quotev roleplay account.
Oh, that's right. You did.
Also, he is the Latin lover stereotype is what they just did, which means is they just took the most basic stereotype they could find, took it. There's nothing. Like
they took a stereotype based on race and ran with it.
Yeah. I'm negative. There's nothing there.
I'm negative as well. Also, his name literally just means brunette or brown.
Yep.
That's so uninteresting.
He's just the most boring character.
No offense to Brunos out there, but if you're making a fantasy, gosh damn.
If you're making a character.
Yeah.
And you're going up against things like, Hiyamaki Uteru.
Yeah.
Nekomore Iroha.
Yeah.
All that stuff. Like, you gotta bring the thunder.
So personality looks negative on both.
Yep. Now
we get to a bit of a contentious
one. Yeah, yeah, let's go, let's go. I'm gonna go first. This is the song Amor, Amor, Amor.
Oh, see, I made a mistake.
What?
I got one song for both of them.
That's fine.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, we'll just do yours later.
Yay!
Yeah. This is Amor, Amor, Amor.
Amor, 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 amor.
So here's an interesting thing about his voice that no one uses. He actually has the lowest range of any Vocaloid.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, which is interesting, but no one uses that.
Yeah, that's where my opinion comes in, that he can sound pretty good.
Yeah, he can.
When he's not being played high.
To hear a voice singing Spanish well, like the vocal synthesizer singing Spanish well, super cool.
It does sound well.
It sounds very nice.
It does sound good.
Like, I would say, comparing his voice to Clara, as we will later in the thing.
Yes.
His voice is better. Yep.
Okay.
I would say the one issue, like the one thing that makes it stand out is that it can do Spanish well.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I don't know if it stands out too well.
Yeah. That's fair. I see what you mean.
But the other issue is that, like, there's not many songs that so I can't really judge.
Yeah, exactly.
Fun thing about these two, they are both less popular than Tonio.
That kind of makes sense.
So they are the two least popular Vocaloids of all time, I believe.
Oh, wow.
Together, because they are a package deal sometimes, they are higher than Tonio, but separately, nothing.
Luckily, this isn't a popularity contest.
Yeah, no, that's true. It's just based on the content that we can get.
Exactly.
Should we rate him now, or should we wait till the end to do both of them?
I thought we would rate them both together like we did with Len and Rin.
Yeah, okay, interesting.
That's what I assumed was happening. I should have maybe clarified.
No, I wasn't sure, because they are separate voice packs,
technically. They sold separate?
Yeah. Because, like, even on the wiki, Lin and Ren have the same wiki page,
true.
Whereas these two are two separate ones.
Okay, then, yeah, let's rate them separately.
Shall we do that now or at the end of the podcast?
Let's do Bruno now.
Okay, Bruno now? Cool. Yeah, this is a fast one today, folks.
Fast and loose.
Fast and loose.
Just like Sonic.
Hate it. I hate it so much. What are you going to say? Yeah?
You know that picture of Shadow, the meme where it's him, it's like a banner of him on like a building.
Yeah.
And it's got the text pee your pants over the front of it.
Yeah, yeah, I know the one.
Apparently that's not the original.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Shockingly, someone didn't put a big banner of Shadow saying pee your pants on their building.
Question. When am I getting my Sonic the Hedgehog Racerloid crossover? They're not Racerloid, Vocaloid crossover.
I would love that, yes.
Sonic the Hedgehog is a Vocaloid.
Sonic singing.
Yep. Running around at the speed of sound.
First of all, we already have our Sonic Vocaloid, and it's
Sonica.
it's the band that sings all the
Oh, Crush 22?
Yeah, Crush 22, I think, is the name. I always get it mixed up with Sum 21.
That's fair. First up, we have to compare Bruno to Luca. Luca wins. Boom. Easy. You love it. It makes it so easy. Next up, Bruno versus Mew. Mew wins.
This is hot.
I think Mew's art style is more interesting to me.
Yeah, Mew's art style, better. If we're judging solely on the original art,
Mew definitely wins.
Yes.
Mew also has a cat, so Mew wins the personality side of things.
Having a cat isn't just a personality.
According to everyone I follow on Twitter, it is. So.
Sometimes it's mine too, but shh.
You're so valid. No, I think Mew wins.
Yeah, Mew wins. Yeah. I prefer her voice.
Yeah, same. Mm. Prima.
This is hot, actually.
So now we're getting into the actual bad designs.
Yeah.
I don't think Bruno's is a bad design.
No, Bruno's is not a bad design. It was just poorly executed.
It's a boring design.
It's a boring design.
So I think Bruno wins on design.
Yes, especially the latest
yes.
one. Yes.
Neither of them have much for personality.
Yeah, none.
And voice, I think Bruno's better.
Bruno's is better, yeah.
All right, let me just do a... Oh, no, it's up against Cull.
Oh, okay. I prefer Cole's design because it's more interesting.
Yep.
And it's cute. Yep. Personality wise,
Cole's done more.
Cole's is
as
done
like
more.
The media personality,
yeah,
and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So I think Cole wins this one.
I think Cole wins this one. Cool. Yeah. Yeah.
Tonio.
Ooh.
I think Bruno wins.
Bruno wins this one. I definitely prefer his voice to Tonio's.
Yeah. Bruno wins it.
Bruno wins it.
So now Bruno is now number 21.
Hey.
All right. And now we go on to Clara.
All right.
So Clara's look.
Hey, Clara, why?
It's a nice outfit.
It's an all right outfit. I don't mind her outfit. My main issue comes in where it's super dark hair with the blindingly white streaks in it.
Yep, that is an interesting choice.
I'm glad later that they would turn to like blonde bits. Yep. Like that looks better, and I do like that.
Yep. She is also still stealing Mako's thunder with the cowboy boots.
Oh my gosh.
And so Mako did the color scheme and the boots better.
She did the boots better. This is why Mako doesn't have the cowboy boots. They were stolen from her.
Stolen from her.
I'm shooketh.
Clara's design is nice, but in Rataloid, we need better than just nice designs. It needs to be interesting.
This is true. It is a rough game out here, you know, high stakes.
Fierce competition.
Fierce.
So you need to do better. Straight up. Like for it to stand out in this podcast, because we've looked at 24 different Vocaloids so far.
Yeah.
It has to be wild and has to stand out and has to tell us a person, like tell us about
but
the
also
personality.
It doesn't have to be so wild where you're just looking at it going, what the hell?
No, your outfit needs to tell a story. I say sounding like a goddamn like RuPaul's judge at the moment. I'm just confused.
You're
by
a Vocaloid judge. This is our Vocaloid reality
the same
TV
thing.
Show.
Yeah. No, like you need to have something cohesive going on, you know?
Yeah, no, definitely. Yeah. Definitely.
Personality.
Where?
There's nothing.
There's nothing.
There's nothing. And there's nothing to be gained from her look.
No.
So we know nothing about her.
There is nothing. Which is probably, like, I want to say probably there is so much limited information on these two because yes. of the fan reception was not great.
Yeah, exactly. It is another case of these were marketed towards professionals, not towards the fandom. And the problem is that the fan, like, professionals pick up these voices based off fandom response, as far as I can tell.
Yeah, from what I can see, yeah.
Yeah. They either do the more popular ones because people will click on them,
yeah.
or they choose less popular ones to stand out because they use those less popular voices.
That's true.
That's where you get Wave with Lily and that sort of stuff, yeah. making fucking incredible music with a less popular voice bank.
True.
Yeah.
Good point.
Or Big Al. The voice, though.
I like Clara's voice because it's lower than the usual.
Yep.
Femme Vocaloids.
Yep. I'm just going to go with the song that I have real quick.
Yes, I would love to hear.
It is called A Banshee Named 42 by Empath P. No, it is a nice voice. An interesting thing about it that I read from listening is that I've read up on the wiki is that apparently she's quite a difficult voice to use.
I could see that.
Her voice is quite nasally and soft, and so the voice has a little strength to it, which you can actually hear in that song. There's not many dynamics in it. There's no real change of tone or anything like that.
That's true. So, like, credit to a lot of the producers who use that her because that's not an easy voice to work
100%.
With. And like, I didn't even realize that just from listening.
Yeah.
So, good job, guys.
Can I hear yours?
Absolutely. So mine is a cover of a song that I think originally involved Gakupo and Kaito, and it's called Imitation Black.
Oh, yeah. So I think even in there, it's quite, I find it quite clear to me that her voice is not strong.
Yeah, no.
Like between Bruno and hers, there was just like a clear distinction in the tone and that it just didn't hold up as well in that regard.
Yeah, I don't know. I think in some songs that I listened to, her voice was better suited for the music and I found actually Bruno's to be quite, not piercing, but just like...
Yeah, well, that makes sense. I mean, like, that's a heavy song, though, is the issue. Yeah. And so I think her voice just fails in that one.
No, definitely.
It's a tough one, folks.
It's a hard one to work with.
Unfortunately, these two have not done too well.
No.
So I think we should get to writing now.
Yes, yes.
Sorry for such a rapid fire episode, folks, but we have...
I feel like our beginning was stronger.
It fucking was. All right. Let's do a coin flip. Let's see what we get.
We do win.
A lot of tails. Kaiyuki. I think Kaiyuki wins.
Kaiyuki wins, yeah.
More cohesive look. Better more voice. Cohesive story. Better voice.
Yeah, yeah.
It's Cull again.
Cull again. I think I'm going to rate Cull better for the similar reasons that we rated her better than Bruno.
Yeah, there's just straight up more to do,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Prima Again.
It's same deal with Bruno as it is with Clara.
I think these two are going to be stuck together, basically.
Yeah. If they're going to be stuck together, who's the better of the two then?
We'll find out. Oh. We're not there yet. We're not there yet. Like, yeah, we had this debate first. Let's do another coin flip, and we're almost there. Almost fully rated.
Rataloid. Fully rated.
It's the sequel. That's when we do all the Utaruloids.
Gosh. There's still more being made. I love how many people make. Like, the recent one I've seen is the slime one.
Well, it's like open source, right? So girl? Anyone can make one.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I'm very looking. Yeah, we get into the really horny furry ones. It'll be great.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you forgot about Vault, didn't you?
Yeah, I forgot about Vault, huh?
No escape. Can't escape from furry fate.
No! Me, I don't want to be furry.
All right. The coin flip gave us heads, which means Bruno, let's go. I prefer Bruno's look.
Even with the fedora?
Clara's is too similar to Mako.
You're right.
And Mako's is just Clara's done better.
Yeah, you're right, actually.
Personality, there's nothing there, so we can't really talk about that. I think Bruno's voice is stronger.
I had originally thought Clara's voice was better, but... the examples you gave me have made me change my mind.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to concede.
You met me in the Miku place of ideas.
I met you in the Miku place of ideas and I listened.
I appreciate that.
I took in what you said, and you know what? You've brought me around to the Bruno
the state
side.
Just starts playing in the background. Yeah, I listened. So lastly, Tonio.
I mean, yeah, I prefer Clara. I prefer Clara's voice to Tonio?
Clara's not bad is the thing.
Clara's isn't bad. No.
Clara is uninteresting.
Now I'm
Clara
doubting myself too much.
Yeah.
I prefer Clara's.
Yes. Mm. So, the new number 21 and 22 are Bruno and Clara. I wonder if they'll have to be split up. That'd be interesting.
That would be interesting to see, actually. I feel like there's like a very fine line that someone might be able to slip themselves into.
Yeah, that'd be interesting.
Yeah.
So, socials. Find us on Twitter at Lloyd Rates.
Find us on Tumblr at rate-a-lloyd.tumblr.com.
Yeah. Find me on Twitter at Pirate Killjoy.
Find me on Twitter at HopsMonty.
That's not canon. Patreon will be in the description. Feel free to sign up. I would love it if you did. Imagine if we got to do a live show of this podcast.
I imagine if we got to do cool bonus episodes.
It would be wild.
Yeah.
Review us on your podcast app of choice, of course. Tell your friends about us, of
course.
Absolutely. And join us next week where we will be reviewing IA.
Yes, bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.